This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Welcome to the Happy Gamer Show, everybody.
Andrew!
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, I gotta move the microphone.
Yes, Andrew, you're on the show right now.
Oh, I'm on the show right now?
Yep.
Yeah, you're live. Oh! What?
You couldn't tell me that.
Actually, that entire happy, happy, joy, joy thing was also on the show.
Yeah. That's why we asked you for zero noise. Didn't you, Donovan?
Yes, I did. Oh, and everybody, guess what? Chet is in the studio today. He's usually on the phone, and that's why he usually sounds really bad. Say something, Chet.
Hi, my name is Chet.
It still makes the exact same amount of audio vibrations, but still.
Well, I'm glad you didn't use another word for your studio.
Dear God! Dear God! God, wait a second, I need to get... Hey. You and Andrew have a discussion. I need to go get the schedule.
Okay.
Don't touch anything, otherwise the computer will explode. And, schedule's right there. You two still talk.
Well, I'm touching the auto device.
No, I'm standing right behind you. I could kick you.
Never mind.
See, you can poke your phone when you're at home. But you can't do it here now.
Alright.
Okay.
Okay, Andrew, do you have anything to say about this anime you're watching?
Not that bad.
Is it creepy?
No.
Does it have... Is it like the last time when there was the ghost and the girl in the bathtub?
No, why did you have to bring that up?
You weren't even there like that time.
No, listen, at least it's not the anime where it's the... They're fighting, but they're in ballerina suits, and they're dancing all the
time. That sounds awesome!
You saw that show? Why would you watch that show? And Andrew, I'm sure you've seen that show, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you have. What's it called?
Hey, you get your own chair. You get this chair.
Okay, fine.
Out of my chair. Okay. This is quite odd, actually. Oh!
Oh no, the audio device!
It's still recording.
Okay.
Well, Andrew.
Yeah?
Andrew, I'm going to review... Actually, the random discussion still... Well, we should probably bring it till 5 minutes. So we have a minute of random discussions left. Okay. Chad, now that you're in my house, how's my beautiful Mona Lisa?
What?
Critique it. Critique my beautiful... I know, Andrew, you can't see it. Just visualize this by what Chad's saying.
The throat is scarred with a bird eye and it's staring at the side with frog eyes. That's what I give your Mona Lisa. A 5.5 out of 10. Maybe. Don't touch me!
God! Germaphobe.
I'm not a germaphobe. I'm an anti-contact person.
That's a germaphobe.
No!
It's a germaphobe.
Is someone... I wouldn't...
What? I swear! You don't swear on the show!
Beep!
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Stop it! Okay!
Alright.
Yeah, I gotta do some game reviewing now.
What?
possessed! Jump through the phone and kill him!
No, shut up. That's not how you deal with it. Hey, you did make him get one.
I did indeed. We're talking about yo-yo games counts. You keep talking to Andrew because you want to know what? They just want to hear you two talk.
All right.
You two high-pitched voices, people.
And yeah.
They're both male.
What?
I think we had guessed that by our names, except for mine. Mine is a name which no one usually
it
has.
It is a unisex name.
What?
A unisex? Never mind. God.
No.
Never mind.
No, it is a uniperson name, because I'm the only one who I know who has it as a first name.
Fine. It's a one-person name.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Yes.
Yes.
See, look, isn't that awesome? It's just as awesome as this.
It's actually, oh my gosh!
Yes.
Alright.
Okay, I'm going to start reviewing my first game, everybody, so
okay.
Quiet down. Okay, so the first game I'm going to be reviewing today is Labyrinth 3. Actually, wait a second, I need to see if there's any games before this that I need to review. No. What did you say?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I didn't say nothing.
Okay, remember last week...
I think you said something about your face.
No, that's not very nice. Okay, so last week I reviewed the game Labyrinth 1. Well, the first game that I reviewed this week is Labyrinth 3. This time you play a dragon, and you're fat. And the controls still suck. And if you want to hear my full opinions on this game, go hear my opinion on the last game. Except you play a dragon, and it controls a little easier. Like the controls just aren't as good. That's not a bad word.
I know, but I have to make
that face. You don't need to make that face. Ah. Dear God! What? No, don't do that! No. Oh, yes, and my comment on this game was, it still sucks. It does. The dragon. The only thing better is that the controls are a little less stiff since you play dragon.
Is there any explosions?
The only explosion is the one of how much it sucks.
Does it have any graphic blood?
It only has the graphic blood that comes out of your brain when you play it. Because it sucks so bad. Purple cow!
I stuck my hand on your face.
Get it off. Oh, it's off. Oh, well, nobody knows that because you want to know what? It's audio.
And you know what else it is?
Hey, Andrew, I think it's time to say the word that begins with a B and an A.
Spazzy?
A B and an A.
Oh,
No, not you. Andrew.
Oh.
Say it, Andrew.
What? I had to go somewhere for a second.
Say banana.
Why? Banana?
That's not what I wanted you to say, but still.
Okay.
You know what? I don't know what it... Oh, wait a second. Okay, now to the next game. See? Bonic the Hedgehog. But no. Okay. As you can probably tell, it's Sonic, but with a B.
And he's an opposite color.
Yes, he is red. He is very red.
Oh, I got it.
I coughed.
Yes, you did. Yeah. But Sonic is very blue, so you can definitely note the difference.
Yes. And there's no gravity. You start out the game, and you can run forward, backwards, upwards, downwards. You can even go in and out.
Can you go in and out through time? No, don't. When you said that, I never mind.
That's what she said?
No!
That's exactly what she said.
Never mind.
That's exactly what I was going for.
Okay, say that, awesome, that's what she said joke you said earlier today at school.
No. Okay, so let's continue with the review of this game. So you start out as a red hedgehog, and you run around with no gravity, no animation, and the recolor of Sonic really sucks.
Can you teleport through time?
You cannot teleport through
time. You can teleport through time on one of the Sonic games that I played.
It was called Sonic CD.
Yes, it was.
No, shut up and let me talk. Okay, now let's hear a comment of after this game. Stop eating that face! This is Okay, so this is what I said if I was from the perspective of Bonic the Hedgehog. I would say, yeah, I'm a hedgehog who can fly with no gravity! And there's hard boss battles because they suck. Meaning they aren't hard because they're meant to be hard. They're hard because the guy who made them really screwed up on scripting.
Yeah, wow. Well, how are the graphics on this game? Are they terrible?
Oh, yes, that's a great...
Are they graphic?
They're just terrible.
Andrew, what was that deep breathing noise? You're scaring me. Not really.
Dear God, I don't want to know!
Shut up! Okay, say the thing that Derek said, but it was very wrong, but say it.
Uh-oh. No! I'm not gonna say it!
Calm down.
I'm staring at him evilly, folks.
Don't.
That's the power of staring, people. So if you have an enemy, just stare the hell out of them and they will cry. Like Chet. Hear that. Dear God, we've already been 11 minutes into the show and we've only gotten 2 reviews done. Oh yes, and the graphics, they suck. Actually, they're just Sonic sprites, except they're still, so I give them a 2 out of 5. And for the sound, I never do sound.
Well, you
story?
Know,
the story, I didn't pay attention. I was too lazy ass.
Well, you know what I have to say to you?
What?
Actually, I won't. You'll kill it.
I will kill it. And I also have to say, the gameplay, that's the worst of it all. It sucks. Monkey. It sucks monkey, Andrew.
Alright, this is Andrew's part of the show, okay?
No. I have the schedule.
I'm rearranging it. Give me the pen.
No, there's see. No. Andrew's down here.
Oh, yeah.
He's part
right down after me. We'll combine that into the high-pitched conversation. Let's do that.
That's actually what I was going to call it, but still.
Okay,
let's go to the next game. Chen will start off with this one because he also played this. Zappy!
Oh, and by the way, my voice isn't modified by any software. It is naturally that high.
It's creepy. Okay, continue. You start with your review of Zappy, because I'm too lazy and I want to hear your review.
What?
Zappy. It's a game I played.
Yeah.
Zappy is a terrible game. It's terribly short and...
No! Don't make fun of it! Tell you exactly what you feel about it.
Alright.
Your exact feelings. Let it all out.
I hate the ending.
No. Continue. Yes. Tell the entire thing that you don't like about this game. Tell, like, the graphics.
He floats away in space.
No, not
That's
the
not
ending.
Nice.
No, okay, fine.
It's not nice.
I don't care. Go tell the rest of the thing about the game.
What? Oh, yeah. First, you have to be this guy, and you have to shoot bad guys, and he's... And...
In a radioactive suit.
Yeah, you described it as Pac-Man in a radioactive suit. And the gray boss, he is hard, and I hate him very much.
Who is just a bigger who's just a gray version of the brown version of him. And then there's a tiny blue version of this guy.
And he's like the hardest... No, he's like the main boss, yeah.
But he's not that hard. He's pretty
easy.
No,
he's easier than the other two.
Combined! Except they're easier, so yeah. But not only that, yeah, and then there's these mini versions of the big brown version of this dude. And when you shoot him, they reflect your bullets, and I like the graphics. What do you think about the graphics? I give the graphics probably a 4 out of 5.
I give the graphics a 3.5.
Out of 5?
Yep, out of 5.
Out of 5. Okay, and what do you think of the gameplay? I didn't pay attention to the story, so you're going to have to review that on your own. I thought the gameplay was great. There was no glitches as far as I found, except for this one where you got stuck and then you got killed.
Oh, there was a glitch where I got stuck. You know how there are little guys who are like you and they're in radioactive suits, but they're on fire because the aliens are burning them.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait a second, I really didn't listen to the story at all.
No, it wasn't in the story. It's when you're in the ship place, like at the end when you're going to fight the
boss.
Oh,
yeah, you can't kill those guys. Oh, God, that's what I was talking about.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The level.
Yeah, you get stuck right there. The only thing you can do then is
you
jump
have
out
to
of
take
it.
You have to take damage.
Oh, I can escape that one really easy. How come you couldn't escape it?
Don't make me muffle you.
What?
I can do this. See, I can really do this.
No, get your head off. Never mind.
Andrew, say something.
One second.
time.
I'm glad to say
something. Okay,
stop! Okay!
Alright.
Okay, now I'm going to go to the doctor. Oh, wait a second. Yeah, this is our sci-fi centric episode. Because after this, I'm also going to. Did you just swear again?
Andrew!
God, Andrew! Learn to keep a lid on that mouth. Okay, Doctor Who, FPS.
Sensor, sensor, sensor.
I'm going to be a computer video.
Okay, fine. Doctor Who, first-person shooter. This is my comment before I played the game. Awesome! I hope it's good. And then I said, I don't like this game.
You're a fan of Star Trek. Yeah, that's what you are. A fan of Star Trek.
Why are you telling him this? Shush. Okay, the thing I don't like about this FPS is it creates too much fucking suspense! Like, you'll be walking one way, you'll just be walking down a corridor, nice and easy, and you see, like, it's all dark and fading in the beginning, and you see, like, maybe there's a couple trees, and there's maybe some toxic waste barrels, and you have a screwdriver to kill things with, just a screwdriver, and you're walking, and then, oh my god, there's something that wants to eat you! Oh. It just appears out of nowhere, and it scares the hell out of you.
You need to play Never Ending Light. It's the same way, except it's a lot shorter, and I didn't really find it very...
fun? That's what I thought about this game.
It was a good story, though.
Okay, gameplay, it's just an FPS engine rip. Except for the screwdriver, because you turn it like this, and a laser!
Well, you turn the... I thought it was just a screwdriver.
No, it's a sonic screwdriver. It's from Doctor Who. Oh, yes, and that's why I wanted to discuss this one last, instead of that one. Actually, first, so we could discuss, because you've never seen a Doctor Who episode in your life. Don't do that. Please, don't do that. Okay, fine.
So it's the power of Meister over you.
It's not working, actually.
Yeah, well then why does it bug you so much? Okay, stop, sit down, sit down.
Staring is an easy way to kill people.
No, you can't kill people with staring. No, it's not going to kill me. It's
Open your eyes and stare into mine. You're
so... Sit down.
Fine.
Sit down.
Okay,
spells
game version 2. Okay, this is my comment before it. Sucks. You want to know what? It sucks. You want to know what? If you had a choice between getting high and playing this game, choose getting high. Why wouldn't you in the first place? God. Because it's exactly the same thing. Like, you're Pac-Man in space, and then there's Trinosaurus, and there's, like, elephants, and drabs chasing you, and you're eating hamburgers, tacos, and diamonds. No, not diamonds, actually, no, and then you have pizza, and then you have to eat germs. Then you have to eat, like, pure germs. And you have to, and the Triceratops, elephants, Tyrannosaurus, rexes want to eat your face off, and then you have to get to this flag that you, I don't want to tell you what you do to the flag, so just go get... And that's all I have to say about this game. So sucks, don't play it. I'm not even going to post the link to this game. Okay, Stickman Killer. read my high score on this game. The point of this game, it's another arcade game.
It says, my high score, 233. Can you beat it? I think I beat it like a dog personally. Wow, 233.
Can I explain? See, most people, so there's a Stickman. He comes down, okay?
He shoots you in the head?
You see, he doesn't do anything. You're just supposed to shoot him. See, there's a glitch. So all the stickmen restart right here. So you can just move your gun up there. And you can just keep holding your gun up there because it's a machine gun. So you can keep holding your gun up there.
And get infinite points?
Oh, except it's hard to kill the very first person.
I will be right back.
Thank you for telling us. You haven't talked all the time on the show, and now you say something. And it's
so that's pretty fun, and I give you a virtual pie if you can beat 233. Just email me with your score and a screenshot of your score, and I will give you
a virtual pie.
A virtual pie. And
no hacking. No.
What I just mentioned was a hack.
It's not a hack, that's a glitch.
Fine,
hacking,
it's a
hacking is when you write a program to kill internet.
Okay, my movie reviews now. Okay, let's start with Star Trek. First of all, you're in space and then James T. Kirk's father gets blown up on a Romulan on a mining vessel. And then after that, they people that there was an alternate generation, and then, holy crap, and then he became the captain of the fleet, and then he blew the hell out of the Romulans. Actually, that didn't happen, did it? But he still kicked their asses. And now for my other movie. And that's all the other X-Men movies, and they're all good, but just go watch 3 before you watch all the other ones, because it'll screw up your mind. And now it's Chess Corner. Talk about all the games of mine that you've played. Here's some visual images.
Oh yeah, I played Black Mask, and why did you make the animation stabbing yourself in the head? Why did he do that?
I didn't. That's not in the... You didn't play any of the newer versions, did you?
No, I only played like the second or the first one.
You're stupid. Play the newer versions.
The zombie ghost boss guy was fun, but he was very hard. I could not beat him. I tried like 13 times, and I could not beat him until like the last time I tried, which is normally...
Oh, jaw.
Yes.
I think this game.
What game are you playing?
What?
A game called...
You're playing Twitter as a game?
No, Splitter, not Twitter.
Oh, Twitter, Splitter, yeah, that's on Kongregate, is it not?
This game sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that. Anyways.
Yeah.
There's this one game. It's really fun, it's really entertaining, it's a great time passer. It's called Spewer. The levels are...
Oh, don't talk about that one. No. Talk about my games.
No, I wanted to... Ow! I will talk about your games. You just don't do that anymore. Oops, I broke your computer.
How'd you break my computer?
It glitched.
It didn't glitch. Audacity
still. Oh, yeah? Living. Well, yeah. Well, I'm gonna poke it. Oh, no!
That's what she said!
Oh, no! As soon as I poked the computer, Andrew said, ah!
Yeah, I'm gonna poke it. Ah! Oh, that's what she said. Okay, which one of these games did you play?
I think I played Black Mask Demo.
And that's it?
Yeah, maybe.
And you also played my Mega Man game. Now, what did you think of my Mega Man game?
I also
played Spidey's Adventure in Time. Talk about both of those, and then we'll go to the Battle of the High Voices.
Spidey's Adventure in Time was actually a funner than the Mega Man game. The Mega Man game is great, but I always die like right away.
It's
easy to you. It's not easy to me. And the other day you said it was hard. The other day you said it was hard.
Continue.
Okay. Spidey's Adventure in Time. You mostly click on things and press the arrow keys. It's very simple. But I was confused. I had to have the creator walk me through it, yes.
That would be me?
Shh! I'm trying to tell them how confusing it is. Oh, wait, never mind.
Okay, now talk about the Mega Man. Oh, yeah, you died a lot, and now for the Battle of the High Voices.
You need to make it so that the snails die. I spend a lot of time trying to shoot those snails with the Mega Buster.
I told you, I was talking to you on the phone, and I said, you can't kill the snails. And you're like, I'm gonna try.
And I tried, and they would not die.
Now, Andrew,
cause them to be able to die.
Andrew, it's time for the Battle of the High Voices so we can wrap up the show, everybody.
What?
It's time for the Battle of the High Voices. That would be
YouTube
me and
chat.
You. Yes.
Oh.
Well, anime is terrible unless it's anime that I like.
How can you call all anime terrible? Well, you can.
Yeah, that. What do you have to say about the anime that begins with an H, but I will not mention its name? Is that terrible when they do that to Pokemon? No! Stop! What?
I feel like I should not say what it is or talk about it.
Okay.
I already mentioned it, you know.
Alright. Yes, you did, but you wouldn't let me say it last time. Oh my god! The mirror confused me again. Okay, there's a mirror in this room and it confuses me like a bee gets confused when it looks at glass.
I'm gonna go to this place.
No, don't leave!
No, I'm not leaving. I'm on the computer.
Don't leave! Andrew, are you still there? Andrew!
That was weird.
Yes. Yes, it was. Oh, yes, and do you know what Donovan had to say about your voice on the phone?
Dear God, don't say what Derek had to say about it.
Oh, no, I will not say that. That is worse than you having to say the enemy that begins with an H on the show.
That's not terrible. You know what? The show sucks. Your part was awesome, though. Your part was awesome.
Sorry about that.
Why? What happened? Did someone throw a knife at you and it almost hit you in the cheek?
No, my music was too loud.
Oh. What song is that? What is that?
Dear God, man. Dear God.
Oh, my.
I'm going to listen to a different song.
You better.
What's Dear God. Okay, everybody.
Okay.
That was the battle of the faces.
Oh, no. I had to say what his voice sounded like on this thing. It sounded like, you said it sounded like an excited girl.
Huh?
That's what you said. No, don't.
No, he said that. He's evil.
You said that?
Why do you call everyone evil?
Because you're evil, just like
Mario. He's gone now.
Why did you hang up on it? I'm calling him back.
You're not going to call him back.
Set three.
Everybody, remember all those contests from last week, like the,
Oh no, I don't remember it, never mind.
You can hit the review button.
Oh yeah.
To go back through the numbers. That was the number, yes.
Yeah, that's one. Okay, here I am. I am pressing the dial button, which Donovan carefully instructed me. It was very, I couldn't find it.
Okay, everybody, I'm sorry, but... Okay, those contests like the Mega Man. No, not the Mega Man.
Yeah, okay.
My high score contest.
Hung up
my,
on you. I'm my Mega you on Man. Speakerphone now.
No!
Oh, where's the button directly?
Mega
oh!
Man con- my
I
Mega Man contest.
You.
My Mega Man thing, whatever that was. My sprites, and all that stuff. I'll just put it in the thing, and everybody, shut up. Thanks for now, folks!
She's on the seashore!